Links Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Corey and I have a very interesting roundtable going here. The roundtable is consisting of Marshall Barrel, Rick Ackerman, Gary Savage, Tim Iacono, and Kenton Toews. Kenton, you were talking at the end of the last hour when I had to cut you off because the stations have to take their breaks, but you were talking about the importance of being cognizant of a particular mining company's actual cost of production. Very, very important factor in an investment decision. Can you elaborate on that for us?
Sure. You want to buy a gold miner that's making money at the current gold price, because if you buy a miner that isn't and you're hoping for them to make money when the gold price goes up, all you're doing is exposing yourself to risk of losing money. Now you've got a lower chance of that happening. It becomes a speculation. And if you look at the actual cost of production to get gold out of the ground, it's about $1,200 to $1,400 an ounce. So at the current gold price, a lot of miners aren't making any money. I've actually heard statistics that half the miners out there don't make money, or half the mines, I should say. And so this is going to take a lot of supply offline. And with the physical demand being so strong, and if not increasing every year, that's going to drive the price up. There's no way this gold price can sustain itself, let alone bring on new production to meet that new physical demand. So it's you asked for a midterm driver in the gold price, and that's definitely one of them.
Now, Ken, I find that very interesting that we've covered this multiple times, that all-in cost for these companies to pull gold out of the ground is around $1,200 to $1,400. And the gold price has been in that range for quite some time now. We've seen some of the major companies halt production, or at least are planning on halting production, which lends to this whole supply and demand fundamentals, which, you know what, quite frankly, these have been around for a little while now since we have had this depressed gold price, and we haven't really seen them move the market yet. And touching back on something Marshall said last segment about the ETFs, I've always been a big proponent that since ETFs have been around, they've allowed traders to really get in the market and maybe in a sense control the gold price, because the fundamentals don't necessarily matter because there's so much more paper out there than actual physical. Tim, do you have any comments on this?
Well, the gold ETF, GLD in particular, that's been one that, you know, it's the biggest one in the world, one that I followed quite closely since its inception back in, I think, 2004. What's interesting about that is that, you know, for years at a time, it was highly correlated with the gold price, that you have a rising holdings at GLD and the gold price would rise. And then there are other periods of time where the two have been inversely correlated. A good example of that is back in 2011. When gold price hit a high, people kept adding to their GLD holdings, yet the gold price never rose from there. What happened earlier in the year, actually late last year in December, was that they became correlated again, both gold and the GLD holdings both falling. So I think that sometimes it's a driver, other times it's inversely correlated. More than anything else, it's a gauge of U.S. investor sentiment toward the metal, which right now is really not good. It looks like the gold GLD holdings are trying to form a bottom, but I don't think that bottom is firmly in place yet. I think that's one of the prerequisites for sharply higher gold prices would be for money to start flowing back into GLD.
You know, a lot of people think I'm crazy, but I have no investment whatsoever in any of the alternative investments, GLD or what have you. The only reason I'm saying that, I'm not demeaning them by any stretch of the imagination. I'm just saying that I'm simply not comfortable with them. If I'm going to buy gold, I either want to buy physical. If I'm going to buy silver, I want to buy physical. I don't want some type of derivative. And if I'm looking for a real play on the price, I would certainly look at the stocks. Gary, you've been quiet for a while. What do you think about what I just said?
Well, I don't know that the ETFs are controlling price. The price is set in the futures market. And companies can mine at a loss for a long time because it costs a lot of money to shut down a mine. You know, that's been pretty typical in history. So just because the price is, you know, maybe miners are you know, losing a little bit of money at this price doesn't necessarily mean the price has to pop right back up. So, like I said, I'm still a little bit leery that what we have here is just a bear market rally, and they're not going to stop hitting this until they get it down to 1,000. Now, at $1,000, that is a level where every short in the world is going to cover and every bull in the world is going to buy, and I don't think they're going to get it lower than that, but I think they're going to try.
And this is Marshall Burrell. Well, all due respect, the problem I have with what you just said is it makes sense logically, but I think, in fact, if you see gold get down to 1,000, it's going to crack that for two reasons. One, that's the kind of the level that many people are looking at and think, well, it'll hold there, and which usually doesn't happen. And secondly, it's a nice round number, and it might hold there, but more likely that the negative sentiment is going to take it down below that. It may not be long, and it may be pretty sharp, but I think that's what will happen. Having said that, no, I don't think it's going to get down there because, as was mentioned, and earlier this week I was at the Denver Gold Forum where most of the major producers and larger non-producers presented, and the producers get it now. It takes time. You can't just flip a switch and cut down production or cut down costs, but that's what they're doing. They've gone away from a growth mentality, a growth mode, to trying to make figure out by reducing costs, by getting more efficient, how do you make money in a $1,200, $1,300 gold price. And as the public, as the investors realize that, I think that's going to be beneficial. But that takes a while, both doing it and then realizing it. And another aspect, and it's been touched on, is, well, are you looking at it as an investor, and you've got a time frame longer than tomorrow or next week or next quarter, or are you a trader? And the traders certainly are dominating the news and dominating the prices now through the futures, through the ETFs, the traders that are looking at it and just want to make a buck or two, and they want to do it now, and if it doesn't happen, move on, and then come back and forth, and that's one thing. But that's to us, that's what's driving the market and has been for some time. As it becomes realized that the companies get it, if you will, and can be profitable at 1,200, that's going to be very helpful. Companies were profitable at $400, $600, $800 gold. They should certainly be able to be at $1,200, even though expenses are up, but they have to control that, and they're working towards that.
Okay, final comments from everybody. Unfortunately, we're down to 30 seconds apiece here. Gold, as we're recording on the live spot market, and we're recording here at 2 o'clock on Friday, Pacific Daylight Time, gold is up $13 on the live spot market. Silver is also up. It's up 9 cents. Conventional markets are absolutely getting crashing, other than the Toronto Stock Exchange. They have crashed, I should say, today. Not meaningfully, but the Dow is down 70, NASDAQ is down 5, Nikkei is down 40, and the list goes on and on and on. Rick, let's start out with you. What do you think is going to happen in the next 6 to 12 months?
I'm a little bit skeptical about gold. I write for an audience that would like to see it go higher, and I try to give it to them straight. Coming back to something Corey said that looks interesting to me, no question in my mind that paper gold, the availability of it, sops up a lot of demand. But I also noticed, I've been talking about a weekly chart that's bullish for COMEX gold, but the GLD chart is somewhat less so. In fact, the last high a few weeks ago was a critical failure, and it looks to me like GLD could fall about 22% down to around 108. So my outlook for the next couple of months is bearish.
Okay. Don't mean to interrupt you, Corey. Sorry, we got to take a break here. Actually, we have to cut for this at this particular time. But we're going to continue on with a weekend special and get opinions from everybody else here. Sorry, we have to do this, but you know what? The radio stations make the law.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty, and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health, are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Hi, this is Eric Hamburg with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Ever wonder why billionaires like Warren Buffett, John Paulson are dumping their shares of U.S. company stocks? Do they know something we don't? No investor wants to own stocks with falling profit margins and shrinking dividends. Is it possible a 1987-style market crash is coming? Are these investors aware of a massive correction of up to 90%? Call me, Eric Hamburg, at 800-686-2237, extension 120, and find out why gold and silver are the only true safe haven. With event-driven risks, such as volatility in the financial market and conflict in Syria and the Middle East, the sky is the limit for gold and silver. That's Eric Hamburg, 800-686-2237, extension 120, and I'll send you a brochure explaining why gold and silver are the only way to preserve your purchasing power. As a currency's value crumbles and gold being priced in dollars, the metal's value will skyrocket. Again, that's Eric Hamburg, Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 120.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Talking politics for the next three segments. Glenn Downs with me. I've got Bob Moriarty with me. I've got Corey with me. I don't know what I'd do without you, Corey. I got to tell you, you're doing a great job adding to the show. I want to begin this political discussion a little bit talking about this budget fiasco that's going on right now. You know, something that I found really interesting, and I may be saying this again later in the show, but, you know, the president came out in his speech yesterday that I watched live on C-SPAN, and he took credit for, quote-unquote, shrinking the deficit. Well, that is a bit of a, it's a true statement, but it's a bit of a misnomer. And the reason it's a misnomer, as I pointed out on our homepage yesterday, is because the deficit deficit and the total debt are two entirely different things. And to say that the deficit is shrinking, you know, would lead the average person, I suppose, with a third grade education, which unfortunately might represent the majority of our country, to think, God, this guy's really doing a great job. But he neglected to say that the debt was at absolutely record levels. Bob, let's get your commentary on that first.
Well, it's very funny. I've made the comment many times that the government's now lying to us about everything. You can take anything the United States government says, you can invert it, and that's going to be a lot closer to the truth. Obama has doubled the national debt, or almost doubled the national debt, since he took over. The real debt is somewhere in the neighborhood of $210 or $220 trillion. We are absolutely catastrophically bankrupt, and everybody's sitting down at the poker game with Monopoly money saying, okay, this time I'm playing for real. It's a game. These guys are trying to steal everything they can. They're trying to give it to their buddies. We have crony capitalism that's run amok in the United States, and it's what you get at end of empire. We're going to look back on this in 2 years or 3 years or 5 years and say, how could these guys have been so stupid?
Bob, you know what? I have to agree with everything you said there, and really what's helped them really consolidate this wealth to just themselves and their buddies has been the creation of the Fed. That's a whole other topic. However, I believe that they're all working in it together and dealing with this budget issue. It's so far out of hand that they need to hope that companies don't start cashing in, or else they're going to be going down. Glenn, you're actively involved over there. Well, what's going on, in your opinion?
Well, I don't disagree with anything anybody just said, but as of like this weekend, as we're speaking now, and people are involved here in Washington and these budget negotiations over the continuing resolution to fund the governor beginning Tuesday. So Monday night is the great deadline. This starts on Tuesday. A lot of things are happening. One is you've got sort of an intransigent president and a liberal majority in the U.S. Senate that definitely they really don't think that there's a problem, or if they do, they're hiding it well. Amongst the Republicans, we've been sort of a feckless majority in the House, and they're very, very divided. The caucus is very divided about how to deal with these things. But part of the problem is that there's not much really of a constituency for cutting spending amongst the Republican conference. It is that there are some things people would like to cut spending on, but really, if you get right down to it, there's, as Bob indicated earlier in a different segment, the two parties are more or less the same in many ways. They're just different in what they want to spend money on. So now, you know, the optics are you're fighting over Obamacare, and that's a very real thing. I'm not trying to minimize that. But basically, just to reinforce what you guys have already said, the problem is we're dealing with impossible math. We're just dealing with impossible math, and what's happening is these actuarially accrued debts, these promises, are now turning into actual cash flow payments. And this is not even a political debate. It's, you know, this is an insurance company actuary would tell you, here's how much, you know, interest, compounded, population, mathematics, demographics, and you know where we're headed. And it's something that has to be sort of dramatically done, but there's just not much constituency either in Congress, or frankly, I don't think in the body politic for doing the kinds of things that need to be done to arrest this prior to crisis. So as Bob indicated, in the fullness of time, and no one knows exactly when this is because it's a confidence game, in the fullness of time, the jig will be up, and we are going to face a crisis that's much more grave than what we went through in 2008 and 2009.
You know, I'll tell you something that I noticed yesterday when I was researching, you know, doing my research for the show on this particular topic, and that was there was a picture of President Obama and Speaker of the House, John Boehner, sitting what appeared to be in the backyard of the White House. And I got to tell you, the picture indicated a couple of guys that were very, very comfortable with each other. You you take a look at the looks on their faces, etc., and it was nothing like what we are hearing right now about how these guys are, you know, totally at odds, et cetera, et cetera. And I would maintain, you know, as Rod Stewart said, every picture tells a story. And I think that one of the stories perhaps that picture was telling is that there's something going on that the average public is not aware of. Am I getting too conspiratorial, Bob?
Absolutely not. And you just said something that's totally brilliant. If you go back and look at the pictures of Putin and Obama, it was absolutely crystal clear who was winning the battle. Obama looked like he had swallowed lemon, and Putin knew he was kicking Obama's butt. What amazes me about Boehner and about Obama and McCain and Graham and Pelosi and Reid is their utter arrogance. They have destroyed this country financially. They've driven us into bankruptcy, and one day soon we're not going to have a crisis. We're going to have a total crash, a total collapse. Yet their arrogance is just stunning.
Well, their arrogance is just stunning. I would have to disagree with you just in one aspect of what you're saying, and that is, I don't think it started with those guys. Well, I mean, yeah, Pelosi's been around a long time. Let me say this. I don't think it started with the current administration. I think it started a long, long time ago. I mean, we have taken action. This country has taken action starting a long time ago when we were really, really getting into trouble. It's, you know, it's interesting. We had a balanced budget at the end of the Clinton years, the 8 years that he was in power, so to speak.
No, we did. We did not.
Got 15 seconds and we can carry this over into the next segment. Go ahead, Bob. Okay.
We did not have a balanced budget. We absolutely did not. We were robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Well, I want to discuss that in the next segment because I think that's a very important point. Yes, and that goes along with, you know, with my commentary that what we're hearing from the government right now is not the movie of truth. Stick around, ladies and gentlemen.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
David J. Smith from Newswatch Magazine. Did you realize how the acts of hostility toward people of biblical faith have been gendered by President Obama in April 2009 in a deliberate act of disrespect? Obama nominated three pro-abortion ambassadors to the Vatican. Of course, the pro-life Vatican rejected all three of them. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they'll affect you in the future by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're continuing to listen to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. As promised, we're going to discuss a little bit of politics today. You know, I have to say I am really, really glad that John Kerry is our Secretary of State. There is a picture of him that I'm looking at, courtesy of a Reuters article, and the picture would lead you to believe that that Mr. Kerry, Secretary of State Kerry, was fully responsible for a marvelous event that just occurred. According to Reuters, here's a direct quote, ending weeks of diplomatic deadlock, the United States and Russia agreed on Thursday on a UN Security Council draft resolution that would demand Syria give up its chemical arms, but does not threaten military force if it fails to comply. Well, that's just, isn't that, Bob, correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't that exactly what the administrative branch was going for? They weren't, they were just kidding when they were talking about, you know, lobbing missiles into Syria, weren't they?
Right.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Whatever you've been smoking, could you get me a kilo or two?
You know, Glenn, you're kind of one of our main go-to guys when it comes to subjects like this, but I find that to be absolutely an amazing story. What do you think?
Well, it is amazing. One of the things that seems to have happened here in recent days, in addition to this, which may provide a little bit of the backstory, some of the all of the rebel groups, which were masquerading as the Free Syrian Army, have largely come out and united in a new front that is openly Islamist, and they've openly said they will not cooperate in any kind of quote-unquote moderate coalition. So I'm not sure, you know, who it is that we're supposed to be going to or our country's supposed to be going to over there to aid and support if they're trying to find allegedly trying to find these people to overthrow the current regime there in Syria. But when you've got a press, a mainstream press at least, that just does not call an administration or any other political entity when they pirouette like this, you're going to have stories like this. It's, you know, the complete backtrack, change of position, got run over, backed over by the Russian truck, and then threw it forward and ran over them again. And you read the press and you think that John Kerry was a diplomatic master and Barack Obama had this all figured out from the beginning.
Yeah, what really gets me about this story was this line that said Western powers on the Security Council backed away from many of their initial demands in order to secure Russia's approval. And to me, this just seems like an entirely a shift of power over to Russia. Bob, do you see it any other way?
No, I mean, the United States position is really that of Laurel Hardy. I would highly encourage everyone to go to The Guardian and read the Seymour Hersh interview. He calls the pathetic American media. Now, here's what I think really happened. Obama thought he was playing checkers, and Putin was playing hardcore poker. I think China and Russia probably told Obama, you keep playing stupid, and we're going to sell all our T-bonds and T-bills at the market. There was a total 100% shift in what they were saying they were going to do a month ago. A month ago, we don't give a damn about the French. We don't give a damn about the UN. We don't give a damn about the facts. We're going to go bomb the crap out of them, and then we're going to bomb Iran just for fun. And now the president of the United States is actually talking to the president of Iran. That's the first time that's happened since 1979, and it is a total 100% change in policy.
You know, I watched his speech on Friday, Bob, on C-SPAN. I watched it live, and I do want to interject one thing here, and that is the president would not take any questions, strangely enough, from any of the reporters in the room. He just immediately walked out. You know, he was up there with his bravado, et cetera. He did state the fact that he was the first president in, I believe he said, 39 years to be willing to discuss anything with the Iranians. I'm telling you, this guy's a great statesman, isn't he, Glenn?
Well, he'll tell you that, sure. It is funny in a way, but it's sad and dangerous in another. We are really up against it in this country with not only the, you know, as people listen to the show, we're running up against the spending limits that will end on Monday night here. And as we speak, it's at least 50-50 that the government will reach some sort of an impasse and shut for a time. Then we also have the debt ceiling coming up, and we've already actually hit the debt ceiling, and the federal government's gone into these quote-unquote extraordinary measures where the Treasury has essentially raided these various trust funds that allow them to get their hands on cash to spend without issuing new public debt, things like pension funds and things like that. But that's coming up here very shortly. It's imminent. And that plays over into this foreign policy realm, as Bob was just articulating, I think, very well, where you say there's a backstory that we're probably not seeing, where not only do you have to issue in the next year about $1 trillion worth of new actual debt, but you have to roll over the existing debt over and over and over and over again. So it's not if the Russians and the Chinese were to back away from, they're not buying a lot of new additional treasury bonds right now, but if they were to back away from just rolling over, just let what they currently have, particularly the Chinese, and just mature, then that's geopolitics played at a pretty high level.
Yeah, Glenn, I have to agree with you in the fact that, you know, that there are some bad situations out there just with the U.S. debt. And what really gets me is, as you said, we're approaching what could be a government shutdown. So not only can Obama not get along with other dignitaries in other countries, he can't get along with people in his own party, or at least in the opposition, which to me is not the way government should be working. And what used to be, or I guess still is, but is going down the road of not being the leading empire anymore. Bob, you have any comments?
You've heard me say it many times. It's end of the empire. What I find very interesting is that the Republicans are saying it's all the Democrats' fault. The Democrats are saying it's all the Republicans' fault. And everyone acknowledges that politics is more polarized in Washington than it's ever been. Now, if you remove yourself a little bit, you look at the policies of the Republicans, the policies of the Democrats, you realize it's absolutely identical. I mean, who would have guessed that Obama was a bigger warmonger than George Bush? I mean, let me tell you how crazy the world has gotten. Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize after 17 days in office. And don't you know that every one of those guys that voted for that is kicking themselves? They're sitting there saying, how can we be so dumb?
You know, I thought that was really interesting, Bob, when that came out. It was, boy, I don't want to say what I think is going on, because what I would say is not very politically correct right now. You know, and I realize that politicians elicit positive emotions and negative emotions from people, and I listen 100% to that, and I agree with it. But, you know, I have to tell you, just from a very, very pragmatic standpoint right now, what's going on around the world, and right now we're centering on the Middle East, of course, but, you know, that could erupt into including a much larger segment of the world sooner rather than later. I got to tell you, nobody could make a movie that was this crazy. Absolutely nobody. I mean, Cecil B. DeMille in his heyday could not make a more interesting and riveting movie than the events that are going on around the world right now.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
It's the Mountain House Super Sale, right now at BePrepared.com. This month only, every can is 40% off. Try the delectable flavor of scrambled eggs with bacon, only $20.39, regularly $33.99. Or taste Mountain House Beef Stroganoff, normally $28.49, now only $17.09. In the mood for dessert, try a number 10 can of raspberry crumble for only $16.49, usually priced at $27.49. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, Robert, at the end of the last segment, you were disputing the fact that I said that at the end of the Clinton years, we had a balanced budget. What I correctly stated was that the impression was that we had a balanced budget, but again, that was, as Rod Stewart says again, boy, I'm groping here for a little bit of analogy, but every picture tells a story, and what the people were aware of at the end of the Clinton era perhaps really wasn't the right story. You want to continue on, Bob?
Yeah, I mean, what you're talking about was the spin. Now, in theory, you and I and everyone else pays money into Social Security. It goes into a trust fund, and the trust fund is sort of savings account, and we use that to pay our retirement in the future. What actually happened under Clinton was he was raiding the Social Security funds, and he was spending them as current income. So instead of savings, they were being spent. If you look at the real GAAP numbers, we haven't had a positive balance payments since 1950. Every government has gone into more and more and more debt. He gave the illusion of having a balanced budget, but according to actuary rules, we did not have a balanced budget. And then, of course, Bush took over, and he tried to see how much money he could spend, and he was a dismal failure. And I've got to give Obama credit. Obama has pretty much discontinued two wars, and he's still spending more than any president in history. I mean, he's absolutely amazing.
Bob, you are entirely right on the whole Clinton not having, or well, not running the budget correctly, because if you look at stats, the U.S. trade balance was just huge. It was in a huge decline at that time. Personal savings rates were down. Household debt was way up. Yes, Clinton got people to spend money, or he went ahead and spent it, but he left the next person coming in line totally handcuffed and the whole country handcuffed. Glenn, what do you have to say?
Well, one good resource for everybody to go look at is the U.S. Treasury Department's website, and they have a page on there which is called Debt to the Penny. If you just Google U.S. Treasury Debt to the Penny, you'll be able to find the page. And this reinforces what Bob was just saying. First of all, during the Clinton years, there were, I think, just 2 years where out of that 8 years where they alleged to have a balanced budget. So that some of this mythology has grown over time. But if you go to the U.S. Treasury's website, Debt to the Penny, you can see that during the Clinton years and before, during, and now after, there was never a year when the total level of U.S. debt did not, Treasury debt did not rise. That is to say, so even when you didn't have a nominal deficit, quote unquote, you actually were racking up more debt. Now, how does that work? It worked just the way Bob said. What happened was they raided the Social Security Trust Fund and used it to spend on other ongoing operations and entitlements in government. So there's never, even by the Treasury's own reckoning, there was never a year, even when there's allegedly a surplus where you should have been paying down debt, where instead you were actually increasing the debt. So as we're getting sort of deeper and deeper into the territory where, and it has, you know, they say the figures don't lie, but liars sure can figure. And that's what's running the show these days, I think.
Well, I'd like you guys to comment on my following statement, because I think I'm correct. If I'm not mistaken, the huge U.S. debt really began with the Second World War, okay?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay.
It went up during the war, and they started paying it off after the war. I mean, the amazing thing is, literally, I mean, during the Continental War, the Revolutionary War.
No, I understand.
During every one of those wars, as soon as the war was over, they started paying down the debt. We actually had a legitimate surplus in 1950. Now, when you go to a war-based economy, you're going to be spending a lot of money since 1950. But certainly after World War II, the United States government was paying down the debt.
I understand that. What I'm saying is that the numbers that I looked at, the graphs that I looked at when I was doing a bit of research on debt versus deficit is, let me say, in modern times, for lack of better terms, the really huge amount of debt began in the Second World War. Yes, it went down. And then, if I'm not mistaken, starting, oh gosh, probably about 30 years ago, 35 years ago, then the debt started to grow logarithmically. Now, my question here is, number one, am I right in that assumption? And number two, with the looking at the graphs that I looked at on Friday, it just strikes me that there is absolutely no way out of this mess that we're in, short of simply capitulation.
No, there are several ways out.
Well, they all center around capitulation. They all center around starting over.
Well, that's the end result. You can have runaway inflation. You can have hyperinflation. You can have total deflation. I personally believe the derivatives are going to blow up, and you're going to have a banking crisis probably starting in either China or in Europe. And literally overnight, the banking system is going to shut down. When you consider the $633 trillion in derivatives, they're just so much bigger than anything. I mean, the derivatives are the only thing that make the debt of the United States actually look small.
It's absolutely mind-boggling, the debt that the U.S. does have, but quite frankly, it's held by other countries. So I think, Bob, what you were getting at there is just this contagion effect that if it starts to decline, then you know what, it's going to impact a lot of the other more developed worlds or countries out there. Glenn, what do you think?
Well, I agree that the big problem is debt, you know, but not just government. The federal government debt, as bad as it is, when you measure it the way the Treasury measures it or the way actuarially-based analysis measure it, which gets up in that $200 trillion range that the contingent liabilities, contingent obligations to the federal government, that's big. But then you do have other debt, which is out there in the economy generally, whether it's household debt, corporate debt, and then these new shadow banking kinds of instruments like this, you know, hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of derivative obligations, and no one knows what the counterparty risks are. Nobody knows what the effect of somebody not being able to pay up. You know, in one of these, and most of these things are housed in like six big banks right now, and they're on both. They're like the bookie in the middle of both sides of the bet. These big banks are primary dealers to the Treasury, which is part of what keeps the whole Treasury game going. So when the things start to unravel, it can unravel faster, as Bob indicated, but also in ways that no one can fully comprehend or fathom right now, because no one knows what's related to what in any sort of way. And so it's a big problem, and what would need to happen is some sort of a deleveraging, but But the chances of that happening in an orderly way now, I think, are very, very, very low. And when you deleverage like that, somebody wins, somebody loses, and one man's debt is another man's wealth. So if you do the old Irving Fisher 1930 analysis of, you know, debt deflation and depression being tied together, you try to unravel it that way, it's going to, you know, you have effectively a debt jubilee. I've had people ask me, why can't you have a debt jubilee like in the Bible? Well, the problem is you wipe out one guy's debt, you wipe out the other guy's pension fund, the other guy's insurance company. So we've just blown this thing up bigger and bigger and bigger as a way of kind of keeping the parade going. And now, a lot of chickens seem to be coming home to roost simultaneously. I think that does feed in to the whole world geopolitical system. I don't think these things are unrelated at all. And things can be masked as religious conflicts or other conflicts, and there's no doubt that plays a real role in it. But also access to resources and the ability to keep fueling these debt-driven, in some cases pure Ponzi schemes going, are what's fueling, I think, a lot of these foreign adventures around the world on the part of a lot of people.
I got to agree 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it, the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest, Micro Plant Powder, and it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder, available only at HempUSA.org.